me.
No, you're not being you. Not the real you.
The real me.
Yes, born leader. Good sportsman. The epitome of style and grace.
Come on, that doesn't describe me.
No, it doesn't. But let me explain why I said that.
Now, you're trying to talk me into something I don't want to do.
Now, that hurts, Mr. Carlson. That really hurts.
I'm sorry, Andy. I'm under stress.
Yes, and the way to alleviate that stress is to go out tonight and give that speech.
You son of a gun, you are trying to talk me into this.
Yes, I am, but I'm doing it for you.
I'm frightened.
Well, we're all a little frightened, Mr. Carlson, just in general.
Don't you realize the number one fear of all Americans is the fear of speaking in front of a large group of people?
Yeah, I've read that.
The fear of death. Came in third.
This is a very important evening for you. The broadcaster's dinner, it's not that big a group.
No, but they can be mean. This is a boring speech. I know it is, Andy. It's dull. Dull, dull, dull.
No, it is not dull, 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 dull. It's fascinating. Wait a minute. No?
Come on.
Jennifer, could you come in here, please, a second, and just help me out?
How may I help?
Mr. Carlson is frightened.
Yes.
It's a speech tonight.
Oh, yes.
You know, he's been looking forward to this for weeks now, and he's chickening out.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, then, what he must do is go through a desensitization process. Fear comes from not knowing what will happen. If you rehearse your speech in front of people you know, you'll find out what happens. Once he realizes that people are interested in what he has to say, he'll feel much better.
Ah, perhaps he could give the speech for us this afternoon.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Now, wait a minute, Jennifer. Did Andy get you to say that?
Mr. Carlson, nobody ever gets me to do anything.
That's true.
What about it, Mr. Carlson? Huh? Be good practice.
Well, I guess it didn't hurt.
Jennifer, could you get everybody together in the bullpen, please?
Oh, all righty. Well, another good trick for conquering fear is to imagine your audience is completely naked. Uh-huh.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Tonight, Mr. Carlson has the honor of delivering the keynote address at the annual Ohio Broadcasters Dinner.
Oh, God.
Since none of you people are nice enough to have been invited to that function, I have asked Mr. Carlson to preview that little talk for us, and he has graciously agreed. So, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Art Carlson.
Come on. Thank you. That's...
Remember what I said.
Huh? About what? Oh.
Mr. Carlson, the speech.
Oh, yes, excuse me. The speech. Radio. What is it? Where did it come from? And where is it going?
Oh, no.
Who would have thought that back in 1920, when station KDKA in Pittsburgh was granted the first commercial license, that radio would have become what it has? If any of you here can remember back to those times, you're probably quite old, so I'll speak up if you want me to. Let's ask ourselves, what is radio's importance to us all? How important is it? Does it affect our lives? To answer that question, let me begin by asking you a question. Why is it the radio station is always the first thing that gets captured during a revolution in one of those little temperamental southern countries? Interesting thought, isn't it? Well, if you want to take over a country, you need to communicate with the people. You must, therefore, have the
airwaves. Forgive me, darling. I'm sorry for these constant interruptions. They cannot be avoided. I have my duties. See? I said I did not wish to discuss it any further. Gracias, Buzzy. I'm sorry, my dear.
Oh, Franco.
There's been some rebel action today near Esteban, but it is of no great concern.
I wouldn't want to take you away from your responsibilities.
If anyone could, it would be you. But I am a servant to my people. My people are my children, so I am their father.
I don't smoke. It's all so beautiful here.
Perhaps we can dine tomorrow night on my yacht. The lights from Yacero are particularly beautiful at dusk. They take my mind away from more serious matters. Even as a boy, when I would go out alone on the small sloop my father had given me. Did you know that the waters here are very warm, even at midnight?
Oh, Your Highness, you are so kind, so giving, so strong. And I wouldn't want to cause you any more problems than you already have, but I think I might be very much in love with someone for the first time in my life.
It is possible that I too may be in love with someone. The Pope has again refused the divorce. Ricardo called me today from Rome. He says the situation is quite impossible.
I understand, Your Highness. Sometimes religion can be so inconvenient.
But we have tonight. And the night after.
Oh, no. I have so much more than that. I have the memory of all these nights, and I hide them away under my pillow.
My darling. Sorry, BK. Sorry, big guy. It's just that your speech, it just made me want to jump up. Thank you. It's just that, well, radio, to me, I don't know. What can I say?
Go on, Mr. Carlson.
Well, to pick up where I was. Radio entered the 30s like a speeding locomotive. Suddenly there were big-time radio stars, and these big-time radio stars went to Hollywood, became big-time movie stars. Perhaps it might be interesting at this time to explain just how...
No, please. I'm sorry, but I just couldn't possibly even entertain the thought.
And then there are radio.
I'm sorry. Please understand. I was out very late last night, and now I'm indisposed. That's right. I'm not receiving anyone. If they bring a gift, of course, accept it, but then be a dear and shoo them away. That's right. I must go. I knew you'd come.
Jennifer, my darling, I didn't want to disturb you, to burden you with my petty needs, but try as I might, there's no way I could stay away from you.
Sit down, Carrie. There's no one I'd rather lounge around the house with than you.
I was wondering if you could pour something sticky all over me.
Yeah, as Leo Tolstoy has said so well, so many times. Art should educate as well as entertain, and so should radio.
Tolstoy said that about radio?
No, Tolstoy said that about art. I added the part about radio.
That's interesting, because your name is Art.
As I was saying, in 1937, the CBS radio network sent Edward R. Murrow to cover the Second World War.
Oh, boy, he's my hero.
And by doing so, changed the face of radio forever. Who can forget the men, the machines, the invasions, the blitz, the rationing, the general unpleasantries? London at that time was a city cut off, except for the unending supply of materiel from America. And of course, radio.
This is London, on fire tonight as it has been for the last 10 days. But while it is a city aflame, it is also a city unvanquished. This is Lester Nessman, high atop Westminster Abbey, saying goodnight to all America from this valiant isle.
Les, please, You must get off of this building. It's too dangerous.
No. The bombs have stopped their pitter-patter thump for tonight.
It's cold. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. The world could use a little human closeness right about now. I guess I ought to be getting back to the hotel, have a few drinks with Walter and Eric, and then drop off into some dreamless abyss, forgetting that I haven't eaten since yesterday.
Can I drive you?
Well, sure, Toots, you're my driver.
No, it's funny.
What's that?
Oh, I hate this damn war. But I love it, too. Because it brought us together.
Yes, I guess that is funny, in a way.
But what about us?
Us? You crazy kid. Don't you realize in this gone mad cockamamie world, the lives of two people like us don't amount to a hill of beans? Even if I am the voice all the USA rushes home to hear every night. I guess if America does go to war in Europe, it'll be because of what they've heard me say.
And me?
You're my driver.
Yes.
Don't forget, Toots. At least we'll always have Paris.
You've been to Paris.
I know. What I mean is, Paris will always be there.
I see. What are we going to do?
Why don't I meet you at the car?
Okay.
All I know is, wherever brave men are spending their lives for freedom, I'll be there. Wherever internationally known journalists are gathered for a drink, I'll be there. Wherever bombs are exploding, I'll be there. Wherever.
Ah, but that was yesterday. And this is today. Who and what do we influence today and how? It's an exciting thought, isn't it? Who is it that makes radio run? Well, it's the dedicated men and women like yourselves who run the stations. And don't think running a station is easy. Far from it. Bringing a station together under a single banner of leadership is no easy task. You must inspire confidence and respect.
Tell me, Herb, is your family well?
Without respect.
Yes, Andrew.
Your children?
The children are fine.
And your wife?
The wife is fine. They all send their respects.
That's nice.
Venus tells me that you have a problem. How is it I may help you?
I need a favor, Andrew. I've been working on this account now for a month, and I've done everything I can do, but this guy just won't sign.
Well, perhaps I should speak with him.
If you could, Andrew, I'm sure he'd fall in line. I'd do anything to get this account.
Maybe the day will come when I will ask you to return the favor.
Of course. Thank you. May I? Due respect.
Thank you.
Forgive me barging in.
Forgiving you is always a pleasure, Jennifer.
I need a favor, Andrew.
Venus, perhaps you could look into that matter we discussed earlier this morning?
Fever.
Jennifer, how is it I might help you?
It's Herb.
He's causing you a problem.
Every day it's the same thing. Bad puns, stupid sexist come-ons, ridiculous clothes. It's boring.
What is it that you want me to do?
I would like you to make Herb get off the planet.
All right. I'll speak with him. I'm sure he'll be happy to do me a favor.
Thank you, Andrew.
And perhaps one day you can do me a favor in return.
Oh, that would be fun.
Hey, 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 honey, keep walking like that, huh? Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Johnny, it's so nice of you to come. Hey, I guess you know why you're here, huh?
Well, I think because Venus asked me to come.
Or a question of my being concerned for your welfare.
Oh, I'm okay.
It's a question of, how should I say? I say, respect. You know, not just for me, but for the organization.
I've never been good in large groups, you know that.
Johnny, 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 Johnny. Hey, I got a problem here. I'm asking for your help.
What problem? I mean, we're family, huh?
That's true. But that shouldn't keep you from playing the playlist. You see, I'm asking you to play the top 10 hits.
Okay, I'll make you a deal. I'll play half the list. That's all I can do. Andrew, you're not going to push me around.
Hey, thank you so much for coming.
It's
huh?
Okay. Right. Get me out of this, Venus. Talk to him, huh? I'll take care of it.
Yes. You do it tonight. While I'm at the speech.
Of course, the main thing I miss on radio is comedy. Nowadays, they just play what's called music. There will never again be giants like Fred Allen, George and Gracie Burns, W.C. Fields,
Ladies
Jack
and gentlemen,
Benny.
Flytrap Productions presents America's favorite funny man, Venus Flytrap.
Thank you very much. Hey, what a house. Look at this guy. Thank you. Love you. Love you, Venus. Look at all these people here just to see me. Hey, am I touched? I want you to know that I really care about you being here. I really do. I love you. Hey, Frankie, Sammy, Wayne, thank you for the bell, baby. Hey, what about this town, huh? I was in a casino last night. Is that place crazy or what? Now, what about that Iran stuff? Is that a country or a joke? Thank you very much. And what about those airports? Are they something? Hey, how many of you folks out there are married? Come on. Do I have to say any more? Thank you.
Hey,
thank you,
Richard. You're not funny!
What was that?
You stink!
That's my cologne, OD motorcycle.
Where did they get this guy?
Thanks for caring, sir. They got me from heaven. Hey, what about that darn solar system, huh?
Get off the earth!
Isn't it sad when cousins marry? Huh? And it's still sad when cousins marry.
I guess you're proof of that.
So did I tell you how to do your job?
Probably because you don't know anything about that either.
Fever! Hey, man, that's Fever. What are you doing here?
Talk, country, easy listening, and of course, contemporary music. In the area of rock and roll, that field is dominated by the groups and individual stars whose songs speak for entire generations.
and you're 6 hours late.
I had some personal business to take care of.
That's all right, sweetie. Jimmy, we love you. We love you.
Don't listen to him, sweetie. We love you.
I want you.
Get that girl out of here. Get off stage.
Sally, great to see you.
Hey, baby. The stuff is here.
Oh, crazy.
Who is that guy?
This is my Jamaican doctor.
I love you. I love you, too.
Who is
senor?
He's here, the star of our show, the incredible Art Carlson.
Spellbinding, big guy.
You really think so?
Fascinating.
Oh, Mr. Carlson, I hung on every word.
I don't know when I've heard a more interesting talk.
Yeah, really, the Gettysburg Address.
The radio, it's a guaranteed chiller.
Huh?
Andy, it was a great idea. I feel so much more confident about
that. Well, I see, that was the idea.
It's amazing.
Amazing is not the word.
Yeah. Just a boy, like they were mesmerized. That's like that part about FM radio.
Who? Oh, see, that was my favorite part.
That cute little comment I made about Marconi.
Who was that?
Marconi.
Marconi. Oh, yeah, that was my favorite part.
Yeah. I should talk more often with
you. Absolutely.
Frankly, Andy, I think I stunned him.
Yeah, I think you did.